USA Radio News.
For accusers of Bill Cosby, a long journey to justice has finally ended. He was sentenced to prison for the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constand. The sentence was handed down by Judge Stephen O'Neill, who presided over both the two trials that Cosby faced. He gave 81-year-old Cosby 3 to 10 years. In his reading of the sentence, O'Neill told Cosby that no one is above the law.
He used his acting skills and had an endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them.
District Attorney Kevin Steele.
Finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he is headed off to prison.
Accusers in the courtroom were hugging and sobbing when the prison term was finally read aloud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries have completed their last meetings in Algiers, where they discussed supply and demand. With more, here's John Clemens.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 cents in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
I'm John Clemens.
Legislation to overhaul the way music is licensed and composers compensated for songs online is being sent to the president's desk for his signature. The Orrin B. Hatch Music Modernization Act, named after the retiring Utah senator who's also a musician, creates a new independent entity that will license songs to companies that play music online. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite protests, construction of a new oil pipeline begins next year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department has pledged a total of $75 million for a global campaign to end forced labor, modern slavery, and human trafficking. John Clemens has more.
Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan announced details of the campaign called Stepping Up Action to End Forced Labor, Modern Slavery, and Human Trafficking. During his address to the UN, he spoke about the global problem of forced labor.
There are an estimated 25 million victims of forced labor around the world, a quarter of whom are children. Behind those victims is a massive industry that nets about $150 billion in annual profits.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.